You're listening to Naked Astronomy with me, Dominic Ford. Earlier in the podcast, I spoke to Professor David Southwood, the Royal Astronomical Society's president, about the importance of the National Astronomy Meeting. Later in the week, I caught up with him again to talk about the economic impact of astronomy. The RAS recently produced a booklet called Beyond the Stars about the benefits of astronomy to society, and I asked David about the thinking behind the booklet.
Well, because we need to tell people why doing astronomy is important, not just in some intellectual sense, it's important for our society, that we don't need to feel ashamed of being astronomers, we're not living off the taxpayer, we're actually contributing to the real wealth of our country in innovation, in also building technologies that can be used elsewhere. Astronomy literally pushes you to the frontier. So inevitably, we're thinking beyond today, beyond the everyday. But that kind of creative, scientific, technical thought is extremely important in a society like we live in. We need creative people who may have done a PhD in astrophysics, but can then go out and conquer worlds, maybe more mundane in some regard, but using the creativity they've picked up in being an astronomer, at least early in their career. And I think it's too easy to regard astronomy as just something for people who like to stay up all night looking at the stars. Well, we do that, but that's not the real story. What we're doing is working out the physics of our universe. For human beings, we're finding out where our place in that universe is. It makes us feel a little insignificant at times, but at the same time, the physics, the chemistry, and now the biology behind that is of great importance to living on our planet today. And frankly, it's important to everybody how we live on our planet today.
So I guess many of the scientific techniques used in astronomy can be applied elsewhere, and that's why so many astronomy graduates end up working elsewhere in the sciences and in industry.
Absolutely. Your mobile phone has technology in it that was developed originally for interplanetary communications. You use GPS, possibly to find where you are today. Well, that came out of the International Geophysical Year back in 1957. Really, you can say, well, it's just a technology we're on top of now. No, creative uses of GPS are still coming, and advances in GPS still rely on an interface with astronomy. And just as astronomy used to be used by sailors without them needing to know what stars were, but needing to know how the stars moved, frankly, astronomy is behind an awful lot of things that we take for granted, like the sailors did 500 years ago.
And I guess in my background, I did a postdoc on the SKA before I joined Naked Astronomy. I guess many of the sort of radio antenna that we're designing for radio telescopes are also applicable to radar systems, Wi-Fi, the list goes on.
Absolutely. In fact, it's a kind of two-way street, in fact. Radio astronomy came out really essentially after the Second World War because radar and so on had discovered by accident that there were radio sources out in the cosmos, in fact, particularly the sun. What happened then is astronomers took over, but of course there's then a positive feedback. Really, so many technologies in radio astronomy are used for everyday and very critical things. Looking at earthquakes and understanding how the plates have moved in an earthquake, we use a technique originally developed in Cambridge in the 1950s for radio astronomy. Probably wasn't in the mind of the scientists at Cambridge at the time, but boy, it has paid off with the creativity of people, often with degrees in astrophysics, who've gone in to looking at more practical uses of the technology. And I think the list is endless.
Most graduates who go into astronomy, they don't imagine that what they're doing is going to be useful in wider industrial applications. They're interested in understanding the universe. Do you think there's a conflict in how you're selling what they're doing to government and what they envisage they're doing when they're going into astronomy?
I don't think so. Of course, we'd all like to do exactly what we'd like to do. In fact, I'm not so sure that astronomers are as otherworldly as you suggest. Maybe some are, but I think many are just fascinated by the challenges of astronomy. And what I think is important is one realizes, well, if I do well in astronomy, I can tackle other problems too. The techniques you're picking up are really so applicable elsewhere. In a way, I think when you're at your most creative, I'm sad to say because I'm three times this age, but it's around the age of 20, 22, something like that. That's when you should do your greatest astronomy. As you sort of wind down, you can use all the skills you've picked up and start paying back a little bit to the society you're in. And I just don't think anyone who's interested in the technology of telescopes or the science of astrophysics should ever imagine that they couldn't apply elsewhere the modes of thinking and the techniques of analysis that they're using. It's inevitable.
I guess when I think back to my younger years, perhaps the biggest effect astronomy has had on my life is by inspiring me to become a scientist in the first place as a teenager. I guess that must be quite common.
Well, it's common because there are two of us here, and both of us would say the same thing about that. And that's really why I think, you know, it's very important to recognise the use of astronomy also in inspiration. Many of us who are inspired by astronomy are not going to end up being astronomers. You know, I mean, I spent the last 15 years of my life running big engineering teams in the European Space Agency. Sure, we were chasing astronomy, but of course a lot of the things I were doing were engineering. That's no shame. I'm not embarrassed by it. And we astronomers are at the cusp between asking how human beings came to be and how our Earth came to be and how our solar system came to be, how our universe came to be. But don't forget, we only got there using science and technology.
That was Professor David Southwood, the RAS's president.